Hello, hello, hello. This is New Yiddish Rep Radio, and I'd like to welcome you to our show tonight. We're very busy here preparing for a demonstration of a workshop that's been going on for the last, 2.5 months or so. The name of the workshop is Creating a Yiddish Passport, and in a past show, we interviewed some of the people taking part in that. Well, here we are. Tonight's the big night. We're expecting a nice crowd to come and have a look at what folks have done here, and it should be very exciting. So the participants in tonight's a workshop are Shane Baker, Ellen Rosenberg, Peril Teitelbaum, and Benji Fox Rosen, and it has been created and led by Milena Kartofsky. And New Yiddish Rep and the Chulent Theater Workshop are very proud to have sponsored and supported this effort. In a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to some of the people who will be participating in the show tonight. In the meantime, let me bring you up to date, those hordes of people not listening to the show. About what's happened in the last few weeks. We've been very privileged to have Raful Goldwasser here, and in a partnership with Der Luft Theater, his theater from Strasbourg, France, we put on a Genten, which was extremely successful. People seem to be delighted with the show, and hopefully, we only had 4 performances, but hopefully at some point in the future, we will be able to put it on again. We're already planning our programming for next spring, and that will include another Yiddish play by Moshe Nadir called Mashiach in America, a comedy that was quite popular in its day and probably has some timely aspects for today's audience. So I wish I could adequately describe to you the scene here at 127 West 24th Street in Manhattan. We're in an empty storefront, which I understand is called Flash Theater now. An empty storefront, which has been graciously donated by the proprietors for use for rehearsal, and we greatly appreciate their support and their generosity. And I won't mention any names because I think they would prefer to remain anonymous. But it's a wonderful thing. And the folks who are preparing this workshop have been busy for the last couple of days setting it up, doing installations, rehearsing. It's a beehive of activity. And in just a little while, they're going to get a chance to strut their stuff to the masses of people that will be coming in. And we do expect a nice crowd tonight. I want to turn your attention to the review that came out about again in the Yiddish Forward and in the English Forward. A very, very, how shall I put it, very favorable is not exactly the word. It's really a statement about the possibilities of doing theater and Yiddish theater. And it was a very, very... very heartwarming to see it, and I want to thank Boris Sandler, the editor of the Yiddish Forward, for his kind words and his encouragement. I think what this proves is that cooperation is possible, and cooperation amid strife and angst is possible and better than not cooperating. I say that because this is, to my knowledge, the first time that there has actually been a co-production of 2 Yiddish theaters from different countries. you know, here in New York, and I think that's a very significant development, and I hope the trend continues. I hope at some point we can have theaters from Israel and Canada and Australia and Poland and Romania all contributing to produce Yiddish theater and to create a central place where Yiddish culture and Yiddish theater can thrive and continue. That's a tall order, and we'll need a lot of help. So those of you out there with deep pockets, go to our website, newyiddishrep.org. You will find there the donate button somewhere on there. And we are now a fully... we are now a tax-exempt organization. All your donations are fully tax-deductible. Maybe there is somebody out there listening who, or somebody out there who will read this review in the foreword and say, maybe we should do something about this, since there actually are people trying to do the work that needs to be done. Hopefully some of you will respond. We are about to set up, we're setting up here still, and there's some tech that needs to be done. And while I check and see what their needs might be, I'm going to play a little bit of music, and I hope you enjoy it. It's music... Let's see, here we go. Just bear with me a minute, because I want to play Psoy. He's really one of my favorites, and I want to Psoy Kirilenko, who we've worked with often. I just got to find him here, if I can, we will start playing. Now, we are also working on a play that will be put on in English. By the way, it reminds me, there's a very interesting thing going on here now, a very interesting show going on here now, called Our Class, which was written by a Polish playwright, who is a Pole, actually, and he's not Jewish, about... a town in Poland. Excuse me while I begin to let people in here. Yes, I'm coming. Yes. It's going on in Philadelphia right now. And
David,
you're welcome.
It was locked out.
You were, huh? And your name is?
Alexandra,
you want to say a few words to the radio audience about what's going on here and what you're doing here?
I shouldn't do that.
Well, why don't you tell us who you are and how you got involved? And
okay, sure.
Elaine's busy downstairs.
Sure.
Go ahead, just a little bit about yourself and why you're here and what's going on.
Great.
Go ahead. First of all, your name.
My name is Alexandra Zellman-Doring, and I have a young theater company here in New York, international... theater company opening our show at the Flea Theater in June.
Ah.
And I...
What is the show?
The show is a version of Hamlet called Act Before You Speak for two women and violin.
Sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
And how did this come about?
That I'm here?
No, that this show, this concept.
Oh, this show, this concept. It came about like everything else we do very organically through work with the actors. And
how? What is your connection to what's happening here tonight?
My connection is that I met Milena Kartofsky at a screening one night, and after
not
that,
of Romeo and Juliet.
Not of Romeo and Juliet,
okay.
Of Thomas Richards and his group, the Grotowski people.
So that's your connection.
That's our connection, right. Exactly.
So you're also a Grotowski... what shall I say, follower? Or this is your type.
I'm not a follower of anyone, but I love Grotowski, and I have a wonderful Russian acting teacher who swallowed all things Eastern European for us and digested them, and we inherit them from her. And I love Grotowski, of course.
Oh, I see. And At some point, perhaps we'll explain who Gutowski was so that people in the audience will get some idea. But for the time being, so you met Milena through there?
I met Milena through there.
You volunteered to help her, or she...
She asked me to help her, and I said, of course, of course.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thanks for saying
very
a few words. I don't want to keep you away from your duty.
If I need it. Yep.
Okay. Go on.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Matt, what is that? Let's just tell everybody again. The name of the company and
the name
play
of the company,
and so on.
It's Throes Theater, THROES. And the play is opening in June for about 3 weeks at the Flea Theater in downtown in Tribeca.
Okay, great.
Called Act Before You Speak.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is it. We're at the hub. We are at the core of if it's happening, it's happening here. Let me get some music on here for you while I go check out the technical needs that...
Die Erste im Leben gesehen. ist Ruhe auf Leben und Freud. С чего начинается родина?
Well, I hope that you're enjoying the music on the back, and we will soon be speaking to some of the people that have been involved in this. It's really fascinating that this kind of thing can be made possible. With almost nothing. And just imagine what would be possible with a little bit of something. It's okay. It's in the best tradition of cutting-edge theater to work in this fashion, and I'm very optimistic that one will be able to go forward and do some very interesting work, and hopefully far into the future, and long after I'm gone, the young people that are involved in this project today will be bringing you Yiddish theater and bringing Yiddish theater into the future. Anyway, we're waiting for Shane Baker, whose show, The Big Buckus, will be playing at the JCC in Manhattan in February for two shows. We'll keep you posted about that. We're very excited about it. And we hope to speak also to some of the other folks that are participating today in the show. I just came from the closing party of a show at the Castillo Theater called The Learning Play of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, son of Sarah of Berdichev, which the Castillo put on. And we recently received an award from the Castillo for the work we've been doing in Yiddish theater. Moshe Yasur, who directed that play, also directed Agenten. And let's see Benji Fox-Rosen. Benji, got a minute?
Sure.
So tell me, how do you feel now? We're a few minutes, about a half hour away from showtime. How do you feel?
Oh, good. I think it'll be something. Something interesting will happen.
And, you know, we spoke to you a couple of months ago about this. What is your feeling right now about the whole experience?
Oh, it's been a learning and stretching out experience for me. I've been able to become much more comfortable in the physicality type of ways.
So is this the beginning of a new offshoot of your career in theater?
An extension.
An extension of your career in theater. We're going to be able to recruit you for some of our Yiddish plays going on.
Who knows? Who knows? It's possible.
Okay. It's possible. Well, I don't want to keep you from your preparations, but thanks so much
for your
comments. Yeah. Benji Fox-Rosen, who has been working very hard at this, and I hope will be participating in the future and some of the other projects that Yiddish Rep undertakes. You can hear people warming up. It's a wonderful sound, that sound people doing theater, getting ready. There's a lot of adrenaline in the air here. And hopefully, it's too bad that, you know, you can't be here for the show. If we had started a little earlier, you would have had a chance to at least listen to some of the stuff that's going on. And in a few minutes, we'll be back with some of the other players in this wonderful enterprise. Oh, Okay, here we are again. We've got Shane Baker with us, and so Shane, if you recall, we spoke to him a couple of months ago as well. Shane, how do you feel now that you're about to go up?
Well, it's not a full performance. We decided that it would be a sort of invited rehearsal, and I'm curious to see what other people will think of it. We've done the work ourselves. You commented that you felt like you saw great changes in me physically.
Yes.
And I took this mainly for the physical work involved. That's my interest. And so it's not stuff that I myself can see or that I myself have noticed. And the same thing with the improvisations that we've done. Is it interesting? Is it good? Does it have value? I guess the audience is going to decide. I don't know. I know what we've been doing, but I have no outside perspective on it, oddly enough. Well, I have just inside.
How do you feel yourself? I mean, just yourself, how do you feel about it? Forget about what other, you know, how do you feel it's affected your work? For instance, we just did Argenton together.
Yeah.
Do you feel it contributed to your work in Argenton?
No, I don't think it contributed to my work in Argenton. Per se.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that one of the best contributions that it will have is meeting and working closely with Benji Fox Rosen, because I have a couple ideas I'd like to explore with him, and he's someone that I didn't really know before we started work on this show, on this workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, some of the wilder physical stuff may come into play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it, you know, I'm sure that the physical work has contributed in some way to me as an actor. I know that it has, but, you know, if I could say, oh, it did this or that for me with Argenton, I don't know.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, look, I don't want to keep you because I know it's getting close to showtime and you need the space for yourself at this point, but thanks for coming on and saying a few words.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Так велико, у ним гімно, шраєм ойзет. Суді вас, хвапки лоз, афтерен.
Абігел, could you give me a minute? Yeah. Here was Abigail Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
And Abigail is making a documentary that involves this project. And could you tell us a little bit about what the documentary is that you're doing? You're on an internet radio show.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I conceived of doing a documentary featuring three generations of Yiddish performers since the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inspired by the International Yiddish Theater Festival, which occurred in Montreal 6 months ago in June, where Yiddish performers from all over the world, from Australia, from Romania, and from New York, from Montreal, France, all were there together, all different generations, studying Yiddish, acting in Yiddish. It was a revelation. And so I became inspired and wanted to really share this with the world, because I myself am a second generation Jew since...
Second generation Jew?
I'm sorry. I'm not expressing myself. I'm second generation since the Holocaust.
I see.
We consider the first generation the survivors of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. The second generation are the children of the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And the third generation, you know, anyone born after 1946, And the third generation are people like Milena, who's mm-hmm. going to be performing mm-hmm. right now. They're the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly enough, we have grandchildren who are excited about Yiddish and Yiddish mm-hmm. culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing, because we have a very famous philosopher, a German philosopher in Canada, and he talked about the 614th mitzvah, and that is not to give Hitler a posthumous victory. So this is our mission, to maintain, to expose and to continue the tradition of 5,000 years, and the last 1,000 years in Europe is in danger of it being extinguished, because Yiddish was the language of those who were murdered.
And tell me a little more about the film that you're making.
Well,
who we know that Milena is the
okay.
I'm
hoping to feature three characters who are very significant
uh-huh.
in the Yiddish theater uh-huh. itself.
Uh-huh.
One is Milena.
Mm-hmm.
Another would be Bryna Wasserman, mm-hmm. who was the director of the Yiddish theater in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the daughter of Doral Wasserman, mm-hmm. who started the Yiddish theater in Montreal after the Holocaust, because she just came to Montreal after the Holocaust. And it's the only Yiddish theater in Montreal since the Holocaust. It's the only place where Yiddish is revived and remembered. And the first generation is someone I also met at the International Yiddish Theater Festival. And his name is Shmuel Altsman. And he is a survivor, now probably in his 80s.
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, he decided to create a Yiddish theater in Israel. And this is so revolutionary, because Israelis, you know, only want to speak Hebrew. And he explained to me that in order to create a Yiddish theater, he had to take Hebrew-speaking actors, and they had to learn Yiddish and actually immerse themselves in Yiddish. And they did. That's the miracle. They came to Montreal. They put on Itzik Manger's Megillah. In Yiddish,
mm-hmm.
and it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fabulous piece of theater that spoke to, I think, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with the film.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck with it. What's it going to be called? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep you posted.
My company is called Ask Abigail Productions.
Okay.
And I have a website.
Okay.
AskAbigailProductions.com.
Very good.
And until the...
And your name is?
And my name is Abigail Hirsch.
Right.
And we'll be posting as we go along, so
yeah.
People can
Great.
Be in touch with what we're up to.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, little by little, we're getting a perspective from the folks that are involved here, and here we go, but until we grab the next one, we'll give you a little music to amuse yourself with. Here we go, something a little bit different from Billie Holiday.
To forgive me for things things I did to make her cry.
Well, we have another participant in the workshop here right now, someone who also you've heard from a couple of months ago, Ellen Rosenberg. And I just wanted to ask you how you feel about things 2 months later. How you feel about the workshop? Are you excited? Are you happy you participated in this? Has it been a joyful experience?
It has. It's been an opportunity to test my Yiddish. It's been a very personal journey through the contact with the Yiddish and through the theater exercises. It's actually taken me back to my own childhood, and in many ways it has been a Yiddish passport, a permission to be in the land of Yiddishkeit. The interior journey using the theme of finding the Yiddish through movement, through physicalization, through improvisation has been extraordinary. It's been totally invaluable. Had a great time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And how do you see taking this forward in your own work, the experience that you've had here? How will it impact the work that you do in the future?
Well, it's given me a new way to think about how I might bring my own students into an understanding of Yiddish theater. And it's also given me an opportunity to develop myself as an actor in ways that I hadn't been trained in before,
uh-huh.
in developing character.
Uh-huh.
Physical. Guys, somebody has to put some
notice out
to
enter
here.
Go ahead. Right. Thank you. You feel that this is something you can bring to your students as well?
I think it's something I can bring to my understanding of Yiddish theater through my students, through my own mm-hmm. acting, directing projects, my whole conception of Yiddish theater. And really, so much of the very early Yiddish theater
mm-hmm.
is seated in physicalization
mm-hmm.
and in the world of Yiddishkeit. And this workshop has helped in very unexpected ways to discover how that works.
Well, thank you. I don't want to keep you because I know you're getting ready for the show. So
thank you very much.
Thanks for being on the air.
There are a couple more considered posters you can put up if you want, but I think it's most of them. Most of them.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Carla. So tell me, we're here with Carl Teitelbaum, who is another participant. I know you're going to go on in a minute. Just briefly, can you tell me how you feel now that you're close to the end of this journey?
Feel a little sad that it's ending. Hopefully it'll continue in the future.
Well, let's hope so.
A very interesting time.
And what do you think of it for you in terms of you're a singer, you've put out records. What did the experience do for you personally as an artist?
Had me working on a regular basis, which I don't do enough of.
Well,
and working in very different ways.
That's good. I hope that now that you have this experience behind you, that you can continue working with us at New Yiddish Rep and some of the projects
I think it would be very nice.
And
one of
the nice things about the work we do is that the last play that we did you see again? Did you see the show?
Yes.
The entire rehearsal process was in Yiddish. So
wonderful.
It's something that was very I loved, and I don't want to keep you because I know you're about to go on. Good luck with it tonight.
Thank you.
I'm glad this was a good experience for you.
It has been. Yes.
And hopefully we can continue doing these workshops in the future. I missed you at Murphy's workshop.
I didn't realize how much work I had.
I can understand.
I signed up and I really wanted to come. And I, at my last moment, I knew I would be up all night. I couldn't do that.
Okay. Have a great show. Break away.
Thank you.
Yes.
Would you mind, like, maybe we could put your stuff somewhere that where it's not
You heard from some of the folks that are participating, and in another moment, I'm going to hopefully be able to have Moshe Yasur say a few words. Moshe, welcome. Welcome. Say hello to the folks out there who are on the radio again right now. Hello.
I told you, my hand is dirty, guys. I'm not taking hands until I can.
So, Moshe just closed. I just talked about your show at the
Castillo.
At the Castillo.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
Letting people know.
Yeah.
How do you feel now that it's done?
Well, it's a good ending, and it's opened up time for other things.
Yes, they seem very... pleased, and I know most of the folks who came to see, all of you, who came to see again, were just thrilled with it. They just love it.
It's very nice.
Yes, hopefully that will lead to further cooperation in the future. And we have other work that we hope to embark upon.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not exactly sure how.
Well, at least there will be a place to work. To have the place.
Well, we don't know how long we'll be here. That's the...
As long as possible.
As long as possible.
As long as the...
as long as
economic situation is this.
All right, we'll enjoy the show. And thanks for saying hello to the people.
Yes, of course.
So, you just heard from Moshe Yasur, and I hope you'll be hearing from him a lot more in the future. And people are starting to wander in. This is going to be a big evening, a big show, and a big evening. And I'm going to give you back to the music right now. Ms. Hansa Glaser. Glaser Burko is here, a former member of the workshop.
I am.
Still at heart a participant.
People are going down. Here's my mother.
Somebody you recognize. Did you bring what you were supposed to bring?
I brought a skirt that I've I brought this food and alcohol.
Alcohol.
I guess I put it over there.
Put it somewhere far away from me. Was sagst du? Ich weiß nicht,
Okay.
Ich denke, es ist schon eine wichtige Menschen. Okay, so. Yeah, it appears that it will be a wonderful show today. And with that, I'm going to give you back to some music, and
my birthday. Heute gibt es einen Kreuz im Dorfungsgeld. Ich bin am Ruhrenner, in Lachen Neurenner, an der Wiffahrtze, du Leute der Welt. Es geht um die Nacht, ich gehe am Ring von Schlacht, am Reus getrübt. Kleider zu rissen ist kein Gewaschener, ein neues Gewaschener. Geh hier an. Ein Kleid will weg, aber es ist geweg, aber
hello? Are you looking for the Yiddish Theater?
Yes.
This is it. Come right
this
in. This is you are in the right place.
Space, I can see your enormous possibilities. You can do, like, you know,
well,
Yiddish Odyssey.
It's going
from here, from the Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's going to become a Buddhist temple, actually.
Oh, gosh.
So,
no, we need it for Yiddish theater.
We need it for Yiddish theater. Well, it's for... For the time being, it is for Yiddish theater.
Yeah. I
want to
be again.
Just step right in and make yourself comfortable. And
thank you.
How'd you find out about this?
A friend of mine, she studies with working in the same course.
Hi!
Oh, there she is. Okay, yeah. So you met your friend.
Ask me how do I know? Yeah. So through her.
Through her,
yeah.
That's very nice.
Alexandra.
We just spoke to Alexandra. Are you working with her production at...
No, we're doing the same course. With
Oh, you're doing the same course. Well,
yeah.
Very good. I'm fascinated by your work, with this idea of two women and what was it? Two women
a
and a violin.
Oh.
It just sounds fabulous.
Thank you.
So keep me posted.
Come and see, I will have some.
Perhaps, yeah, I'm intensely curious.
Right.
Who's working on the adaptation? Who's adapting it?
Who's me and two collaborators, two others. Yeah.
And are you going to actually use the text, the Shakespearean
project
text?
Some text, yeah. We do. We use some. And some other texts also.
Oh, from other
couple
things.
Couple others, yeah.
Well,
from Tom Stoppard, from Keats.
I see. Yeah. I see. Wow, it just sounds great.
Sarah.
Daria.
So, introductions are being made. It's creeping closer and closer to showtime. And everybody's getting very excited. And,
okay.
You
want some water or something?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Yep, that's the world of the theater. I love that when they come up and say, "Where's is this the Yiddish theater? Is this... yep, this is it. As much as I can do to make it happen. And all the people here, all the people that have worked so hard here. Milena Kartofsky and the folks in the workshop, Shane Baker, Ellen Rosenberg, Pearl Teitelbaum, and Benji Fox-Rosen, and the young people that are helping out today and that have worked on the installation. So it's really quite... quite an interesting and wonderful event. And you're a part of it live. You are experiencing it as everyone else in this room, with the possible exception of not being able to actually see the place. But again, I want to thank the people who have made the space available. And I want to thank Yitzhak Schoenfeld and Schulent. Probably the most important Yiddish cultural activity going on today. And this has been the result of the sponsorship of the New Yiddish Rep Children Theater Workshop. We hope to continue giving young artists a chance to express themselves and explore what the future of Yiddish theater will be. Milena is very preoccupied right now with her preparation, so I don't know that we'll get a chance to speak with her, but she has certainly made an impression in her time here, and hopefully at some point in the future a wider audience will, and a wider group will be able to experience her work. We're coming to the end of our time with you today, and it's been fun. Here comes Laser again. He's wandering around looking at the various objects that have been put up here. And I think I'm going to sign out a little early with some music because it's time to greet our guests and get on with the show. So... without further ado, I bid you a good evening. Hey, it's Avi Fox Rosen, Benji's brother, has just walked in, and it's going to be a gala evening, a banner evening. So, have a great evening, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Es ist die Welt groß gering, Gott von mir ist ein Kind klein. Wie am Licht ist zurück, es ist die Stadt, die jeder bringt, wie an ihn soll ihr gehen. God, thank you, that you give. See my love.
So, Diana, what do you think? About what? About the installation?
I just started to make it.
Which installation? Well, there are things all over the place here that they've put up. No, it's quite interesting. I don't know.
You don't know?
Milena and whoever has helped her with...
So who picked the bodies?
I honestly don't know where the pictures come from.
The
context of it. I have no idea, but it will hopefully become clear to us during the course of the evening.
I see.
Kratowski? A Polish director who developed techniques through movement and it's difficult to explain without actually being involved in it, but it's movement, sound, memory as tools to enhance the actor's art. And there's a website up that you can go to that explains. He has got a whole list of
she's in Paris.
Oh. Who? Kartovsky is from Paris. Yeah, and she studied at the Odin Theatrette, which was an offshoot of Kartovsky's work by Eugenio Barba. Yeah, and. When
she's very young.
She's 23 years old. Yes, very young, very ambitious, and we're doing what we can to help young. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. But she's had a lot of training in various things. And it's good to give her a chance to.
When and where she started.
We gave her a chance to do her thing, and tonight we'll see if
How did she find
me? I met her in Montreal, and I arranged for I hooked her up with people who's she's staying with now, Yiddish speakers, and I gave her the opportunity to use the space and brought the workshop to Chilliwack and recruited some people for her.
Very nice. So you don't know, in other words, it's a new experience for you too.
Absolutely, new experience for me too. And tonight we'll see the result of it. Yeah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
So all of whatever is around was part of this.
Yeah, this is part of the installation.
Who made the installation?
This was Shane and Benji.
Out of the workshop?
Yeah, it came out of the workshop. This will be part of the playing area when they start
tonight.
Yeah, so they're going to move around the space. Mm-hmm.